podcast at Boatwright. I am Lucretia McCulley, Director of Outreach Services at Boatwright Library. Our featured authors today are Dr. Catherine Bagwell, Associate Professor of Psychology, and Dr. Jennifer Orkerwater, Associate Professor of Political Science. Dr. Rick Mays is another co-author, but he is unable to join us today due to a research leave project in Peru. Their new book, Medicating Children, ADHD and Pediatric Mental Health, integrates analyses of the clinical, political, historical, educational, social, economic, and legal aspects of ADHD and the medications and treatments surrounding the mental disorder. Thank you for joining us today. And to start off, what inspired you to write and collaborate on this topic?
Lucretia, thank you for asking us to join you. It's exciting to be able to talk about our book a little bit. I would say that the book really was the brainchild of Rick Mays, so I'm sorry that he can't join us today. He and I started talking about ADHD many years ago, and we had both done some work on ADHD, but from entirely different perspectives. So my work is on the clinical issues related to ADHD, and he had looked at it from a broader policy and healthcare perspective. And then Jen had also been involved in looking at policy issues related to education policy and disability policy and things like that. So we started talking about this, and I think we're kind of surprised and intrigued to find that we all looked at ADHD, but from such different perspectives that often didn't seem to connect very well. And so the book was really Rick's grand idea to try to bring these different perspectives together in one place and to write a book that would allow us to hopefully reach a pretty broad audience. It's a book that neither of us could have written alone, which I think makes it really unique. And so the chapters cover just a huge area of research that it's not really possible for one person to be an expert in all these different areas. And so I think that's kind of what the inspiration was to try to bring together these topics that all relate to this one specific question, really, but approach it from such different perspectives. So I would have to give Rick most of the credit for bringing the three of us together to do it.
All right, thank you. And why did you think this particular book on ADHD was needed?
Well, one of the things that we realized just from our own work, and then especially when we got into writing the book, was that lots of people wrote about ADHD, but they all wrote it from their own perspectives, the kinds of disciplines that they were in and the work that they did. And one of the things that the literature lacked was a book that brought all those disparate pieces of research together and got them to have a conversation with each other. And then we also recognized that there was a gap between the scholarly research on ADHD and a lot of what was being said in the popular press, some of which distorts the popular literature. And so we also wanted to have a conversation between the scholars in the field and then some of that popular literature, the kinds of things that parents of children with ADHD or people with ADHD themselves might be able to read. And so part of our challenge was trying to take a lot of the academic work and translated into a medium that generally educated lay people could understand when they picked up this book.
Okay. And how would you envision undergraduate students using the book for their study and research?
I think there are lots of ways that it could happen. I've used it in one of my classes this semester. What I like about it is really just what Jennifer and I were talking about, in the sense that it does bring together so many different areas, and so I learned an incredible amount working on it. I really knew nothing about the area that that Jennifer's chapters or Rick's chapters covered. So I felt like that would be something that important that my students could experience too. So for example, in a class I'm teaching this semester, we spent a couple weeks talking about ADHD, but very focused on the clinical perspective, what the symptoms are and what the treatments are and those kinds of things. And it was great to be able to give them the opportunity to read, not my chapters, because I covered that stuff, you know, with other articles and things, but I assigned them to read Jennifer's chapters to get a perspective on policy issues. And it was terrific for them, I think, to get a sense that this is a bigger question and that people from other disciplines and other areas are looking at some of the same things but coming at it from a really different perspective. So I see students using it that way in classes, and hopefully even students, I mean, ADHD is a topic that's of interest to a lot of our students. They have friends with ADHD or they themselves have been diagnosed with ADHD. It's just, it's an issue that's out there that students are aware of. So, I mean, I would like to think that students might even just pick it up as something to read. I don't know if that really happens if it's not assigned, but perhaps.
And I would say, you know, I would second what Catherine has to say. More from a political science perspective, in the courses that I teach on public policy, I think one of the things that students in political science don't understand is, well, why can't we just ask the experts and then just do what they tell us we should do? And I think it's helpful for them to be able to understand why, even when there might be a consensus in the scholarly community or in the academic community or among researchers and clinicians, how that can break down in the political process when you have, you know, interest groups who have very strong positions one way or the other, or groups with vested interest in how policies adopt those findings and translate them into laws or attach benefits or, you know, stigmas to definitions of who is disabled or who's not or who has ADHD and who's not. And so I think when I think our students in political science tend to be pretty familiar or wouldn't be surprised by the things that I have to say on the policy side. But I think what would surprise them is how much agreement there is on the medical side, and then trying to ask themselves, well, then why doesn't that agreement just get incorporated into politics? And then really understanding how organized interest, how political concerns, partisanship shape a lot of the ways in which we process information on the political side of the equation.
And our last question, since we're broadcasting from the library, how did Library Services support you in writing this book?
The library services were essential to me in working on my chapters, in particularly the Interlibrary Loan Office. A lot of the topics that I was covering in my chapters had to do with medical issues and clinical issues, and even though the journals that we have access to here, there's a wide range of journals we have access to, we often don't have a lot of medical journals and really specific scientific journals, and so the Interlibrary Loan Office was, they probably got sick of seeing requests from me because they were essential in getting me access to the literature that I needed to be able to cover.
And my answer was probably slightly different, just because a lot of my chapters were meant to focus on what's in the popular media about ADHD. And that was really something that I hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to. So in my previous work, I might use journals or scholarly books. Here I actually had to get on a lot of the databases that have popular magazines and read, you know, what was it that, you know, Oprah said about ADHD, or what was said in Time Magazine, or some of the 2020 episodes on ADHD. And so I used a lot of those databases to be able to read a lot of those articles, read newspaper coverage, and then summarize the conversation that was going on in the popular press about the disorder.
Well, thank you, Catherine and Jennifer, for your conversation today. Medicating Children, ADHD, and Pediatric Mental Health is available in Boatwright Library and is on sale in the University Bookstore.
You've been listening to Podcasts at Boatwright from the University of Richmond. Your host was Lucretia McCulley. Our guests were Dr. Catherine Bagwell and Dr. Jennifer Urquhart. Podcast editing and production was performed by Andy Morton. Visit Boatwright Library on the web at library.richmond.edu.